Good.
Alana turned to Basil.
Barv, are you in?
Basil swore on his ancestors' tusks that he would never reveal anything he learned in that room, even to himself. The Barabels seemed to get the general idea and nodded.
Okay, then. Here goes.
Alana knew this was the biggest risk she had ever taken, but her grandpa always said that when the table looked right, you couldn't be afraid to shove in all your chips and hope.
My name isn't Amelia, and I'm not really a war orphan. At least, not in the usual way.
She explained her situation to the Barabels in its entirety, telling them that she was really the daughter of Jason Solo and Queen Mother Tenel Ka. A few minutes later, she, Basil, and Angie were riding a lift tube up to the Jedi Temple's infirmary level. They all smelled like something a Dianoga had spit up, and Alana was fairly certain that they would both end up being thoroughly disinfected before they made it off the level. She just hoped she would be able to stall long enough to see Valen and Gisela Horn emerge from Carbonite. As they ascended, Basil asked if her name really wasn't Amelia.
No, Borf, I told you. It's Alana Solo, she said.
But you can never tell anyone. You have to call me Amelia.
He promised that he would, then asked whether the Solos knew her secret.
Of course they know, she said. They're part of it.
Basil wanted to know if he could tell them.
Barv,
she said.
No one. You can't even tell Yakiel. Not about anything that happened down there.
Down where? Basil asked. Alana punched him in the knee. Then the lift opened, and they stepped out onto the infirmary level. There was already a small group gathered in a room at the end of the corridor, with Master Horn and his wife Mirax standing opposite each other, each next to a hover gurney bearing the carbonite pods with their frozen children. Master Silgal and her assistant Tekli were standing between the two pods, already fiddling with the controls. Alana's grandparents were waiting at the edges of the room, their eyes brimming with tears of joy and hope. At the foot of one of the pods stood Yakiel, whose sensitive Bothan nose began to wrinkle and twitch as Alana, Angie, and Basil drew near. For a moment, it looked as though Yakiel was going to make some sort of wisecrack about the way they smelled, or at least ask where they had been. But Yakiel simply took Basil's hand and drew him over to stand beside her. Alana took Angie and went to stand between her grandparents, who merely pressed in close and did not even think to ask why she smelled so bad. Han even mussed her dirty hair.
Glad you made it, kid.
Alana looked up and spotted a tear on his cheek. She smiled and looked back to the horns.
Me too.
Silgal and Tekli pressed something on the pods, and a high-pitched whine started to rise from them. The black carbonite casing began to melt away from the bodies of Gisela and Valen Horn, and Alana felt a sudden wave of joy rippling through the Force.
Me too.
She repeated, in a voice so soft, no one heard.
This is Mark Thompson. We hope you have enjoyed this unabridged production of Star Wars, Fate of the Jedi, Vortex, by Troy Denning. This program was directed by Kevin Thompson, executive producer Dan Zitt. Star Wars, Fate of the Jedi, Vortex is a production of Lucasfilm Limited. Copyright 2010. All rights reserved. Used under authorization. Music composed by John Williams. Music publishing by Warner Tamerlane Publishing Corporation and Bantha Music. Music master production, copyright 2007, Lucasfilm Limited. This has been a Random House audio presentation. All rights reserved.